Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around. Look out. I got something to say today. And I'm not going to do the whole 5-minute preamble, making sure all the disclaimers are made and the apologies are made and all the explanations. I'm just going to cut straight to the chase. So what I want to call out today is prescriptive coaching. I was scrolling through social media, as one does, and I came across a post which was around someone calling out inconsistency. And was it last week I spoke about consistency? Or I don't know if it was on this podcast or Rocky Mike Wright, but I spoke about how consistency can look different ways for different people. And I really despise those kind of coaches that are really prescriptive, as in this is the way to have success. It does not take into any consideration the individual. And I just think it's a massive bunch of bullshit, people. I have been obsessing over human design for a couple of years now, and I got over myself and decided to throw out an offer on Instagram for 5 human design / purpose and permission sessions. So they're like a mixture of making sure that your business is in alignment with your human design. And I'm not an analyst. I'm just a human design enthusiast. And I've just found this to be an incredible resource as a coach to understand that not everyone works the same way as me. It has opened my eyes to the fact that we are all so different. And so when I'm working with someone, I want to work with them as an individual, as who they really are, underneath all the conditioning, the truth of them. I want to give them permission to be unapologetically them. I feel like that's kind of what I'm here to do, and it is in my human design. That is actually what I'm here to do. So speak my truth and have that manifest change within you by you looking at your own shit, right? And giving yourself permission to be whoever the fuck you want to be. And that is who you really are, right? Not like who you think you need to be, but who you actually are underneath all the conditioning. Your design. Like, let's play that shit out. Let's experiment with that. And so while I'm not an analyst or anything, I am really an enthusiast. And I can see areas where this can be such a permission giver to my clients to just own. Like, there is nothing greater than someone telling you an area where you thought you were getting shit wrong. Actually, there's nothing wrong with you. And so I find these prescriptive kind of like, you've got to be consistent, post every day, you know, that's your block. Your block is this. Maybe it's not. Maybe I don't have a defined will center, so I don't have the level of commitment you do because you have a defined will center, right? Like, prescriptive coaching does not take into consideration the individual. And so, I'm feeling revved up because all this does. And eventually these people end up coming to me, but they go through the ringer of like every coach telling them what's wrong with them. And then they finally get to me and it's like, oh, I can breathe. I can breathe because you're not telling me there's something wrong with me that needs fixing. No, because there's not. You're not broken. You're a human. And the more that we can be witnessed in our humanity as who we are without shame, the freer we can be, and the freer we can be, the more we can create, and the more we can create, the more we can impact. So, well, that's really short and succinct, but I guess like I just want you all, whether you are a coach working with other people, to remember that everyone is individual, and what works in external success, because this is the key, right? Like often we think we want success and it looks a certain way. And then so many people come to me because they've gotten to that level of success. And then they're like, this isn't it. This isn't what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be XYZ. I thought it was going to feel this way and I'm still the same person. So, or they're pushing shit uphill, right? Just constantly trying to push shit uphill. I wrote a post on Facebook this morning. If you feel like you're constantly trying to push shit uphill, it's because you probably are. You're probably playing against your design as a human being. You're probably really just coming from someone else's story about who you are based on their own design, right? Oh, so I just want you to question if you're a coach, I want you to be able to not project your own shit onto your clients, but instead, you know, like, I don't know, help them find their own inner GPS, their own system for figuring it out. You know, instead of you being prescriptive and telling them, helping them figure it out for themselves. That's what a true coach does. And if you are being coached or if you're in the situation where you're learning from someone, please keep in mind that they and their prescription and their formula is not designed with your individuality in mind. We need to find ways to have more compassion and understanding for others. And for me, that has been, well, you know, I feel like I have always had compassion, but I have projected my own shit. As a human being, I've projected my own shit on other people, for sure. But what human design has given me is the opportunity to be able to go, hang on, this might just be me. This might just be me projecting my stuff. And I think as a coach, we have to be very, very careful about that. We have to be very careful about projecting our own fears and insecurities onto our clients. Just because we've had an experience doesn't mean that that's going to be another person's experience. You know, when people used to come to me after my co-working space failed and were like, can you help me set up my co-working space? And I'd be like, why? I failed. But I would just come to them with the facts of what worked and what didn't work. And I would never say, don't do it, it won't work, because it didn't work for me, possibly now due to the fact that I know I'm a projector and I'm not here to initiate and create shit just off my own back. I'm here to wait for an invite and then create shit, right? So my, like, I have a visceral understanding that just because something didn't work for me, it doesn't mean that it's not going to work for you. We all unlock ourselves in different ways. We all unlock prosperity in different ways. We all have different purposes. We all have different reasons for being here. And we all work differently. So just, you know, prime example, there was this post that was doing the rounds on Facebook around thunder in the ears. Like, I actually don't even understand what that means. But apparently you can move your ear muscles in your ear and hear like a thunder kind of sound. Well, I can't do that. And the person said, I didn't know anyone couldn't not do that. And I was like, well, I've never even heard of that. How do you even move muscles in your ear? She was like, well, try. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't even, like, I can't. I literally can't. What are you even talking about? But she thought everybody could, you know, and because we've had an experience, sometimes we take for granted that that's just the way it is for everyone. And it's not. I can't hear the thundering, rumbling sound in my ears because I don't even know how to move the muscles in my inner ear. What the fuck? Like, is that even a thing? Not for me, but for her it is. And for a lot of people it is. And you're either like, yeah, I know that rumbling sound, or you're like, what the fuck is she talking about, right? And it's the same for all aspects of ourselves. Willpower, our willpower. Do we have it? Do we not have it? Some people do and they think everyone else has it. Some people don't and they're like, fuck, there's something wrong with me. Right? I don't have willpower. No, you don't, because you don't have a defined will. So, you know, I just think, like, I don't know. I think I've made my point, right? I don't really need to go on and on and on about this. I just really want you to have a look at yourself and what you might be projecting on other people, particularly if you are in a coaching or mentoring space. And check to see, like, is this actually true? Just because it's true for me doesn't mean it's true for them. What is in their best interests? And fucking check out human design. I decided I just wanted to get over myself and start offering some human design in the work that I do, because it's had such a big impact in my life over the last 2.5 years. And I had been telling myself this story that I needed to get certified as an analyst, but I don't want to be an analyst. I don't want that to be my whole business. It's just a tool that I use in helping you see who you are so that then you can show up more as that, right? Like, so that you can speak your truth and be more of who you are and express yourself to the world. And human design is a really great tool for understanding how you might do that. So I don't want to read your chart all the time. That's not what I want to do. There are incredible humans who can do that for you, like Roz Isbell, who was a guest on this show, probably about 100 episodes ago, who she did my reading. She has an excellent podcast called Essential Oils by Design. It's all about human design and a little side of essential oils, but mostly about human design. So, go to people like her if you want a full-on introduction to human design. But if you want to figure out what your purpose is and you want permission to express yourself and move past the shit that's holding you back in terms of you, the ways you're holding yourself back and playing it small, I don't want to say playing it small because it's not really playing it small, but there are people that I work with who have been procrastinating on something that they've really wanted to do for a really long time because they have a bunch of stories around it. And I can help you move through that shit. So I had offered these 5 purpose and permission sessions with a side of human design, and they sold out immediately. So I'm thinking about bringing it in as an offering. I'm not really sure what it's going to look like yet, but if you're keen, hit me up, let me know. All right, that is it for today. Remember, you are an individual. You are completely unique. You have your own voice. You have your own frequency, and I hope that this podcast and me can help you really find that and stay on your frequency. Fly that freak flag, baby. All right, until next week, peace out. Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.